我们今天要讲的题目叫做克西玛尼园的爱。
So today's topic is the love in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那我们通常在看这一段经文的时候
So typically when we read this Bible passage,
我常常听见有人这样说
I often hear people comment this.
连耶稣都软弱了
Even Jesus had some human weakness.
他也害怕上十字架了。
In the story, we thought that he was afraid to go onto the cross.
因为他要求父把这杯撤去。
Because he pleaded with his heavenly father to remove this cup.
然后他说不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
And at the end of his pleading, he has not according to my will, but for your will to be done.
我们常常听见，甚至是传道人也这样说。
I've also heard some ministers also preach this way.
好像耶稣基督害怕上十字架。
As if Jesus was afraid to go onto the cross.
他的意思就是说，哎，那我们人软弱也是正常的。
And the purpose of this way of preaching is that they wanted to say that all humans have intrinsic weakness.
所以我们软弱也。
And it's understandable that humans are weak.
没有什么太大的问题哈。可是事实上是这样子嘛。
But is it true?
那这就是我们今天要讨论的。
And this is what I would like to share with you this morning, whether this is true.
那今天有两段的圣经。
There are two passages I want to take you through this morning.
我们先看路加福音22章这一段圣经。
Let's read Luke chapter 22.
那我来念中文哈，从40节念到46节。
So let's read verse 40 through 46.
到了那个地方，就对他们说：“你们要祷告，免了路的迷惑。”于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪滴在地上。祷告完了就起来，到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了，就对他们说：“你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免了路了迷惑。”那这段圣经当中呢，他讲说免了路的迷惑两次。
So in this passage we see that two sentences was mentioned twice, not falling to temptation.
那么耶稣基督他告诫他的门徒，你们要祷告免了路的迷惑。
Jesus repeated twice to his disciples that.Pray so that you may not fall into temptation.
那么这个是什么样子的迷惑呢？
What kind of temptation is this?
因为我们知道这后面就在讲兵丁就来要抓捕耶稣。
We know that after this passage, shortly after this passage, the Roman soldier will show up to capture Jesus.
他们要来抓耶稣，所以这件事情呢事实上是耶稣要他们来祷告这件事情。
And the Roman soldiers' intent was to capture Jesus. So what Jesus wanted his disciples to do is to pray for the event that's about to happen.
因为我们可能以为敌人不会来对我们做什么事情。
We might find ourselves thinking that the enemy has no power over us.
那以为没事了，我们就可以睡觉了。
And we thought that we could relax because there's nothing the enemy can do to us.
但是耶稣的警告的意思就是说，你们要警醒。
But Jesus' warning is that you have to be awake.
要祷告。
And you have to be praying.
是耶稣吩咐他们要警醒，要祷告。
So this is Jesus' command to his disciples to pray and to be awake.
但他们睡着了。
But the disciples still fell asleep.
那意思就是说，门徒并没有真正的听从耶稣的命令。
we know that the disciples didn't really listen to the command of Jesus.
但耶稣基督第二次看到他们说，你为什么还睡觉啊？哎呀，起来祷告，免了路了迷惑。
So when Jesus found them the second time, when Jesus found the disciples the second time that they were fall asleep, he said to them that why are you still sleeping? Get up and pray.
所以祷告就是要什么？要什么？要提高境界。
So what is the purpose of prayer in here? It is to raise your awareness.
因为仇敌要来攻击了。
Because the enemy is about to come.
那对我们现在的基督徒而言，
So how, what is the application to Christians nowadays?
我要让大家知道一件事情。
I want everyone to know this.
我们当中也知道有其他的代祷者。
We know that amongst us there are some prayer warriors.
他们晚上是不睡觉的。
They usually do not, they sleep very little or they don't sleep at all.
他们有时候半夜被叫起来。
Sometimes they're awakened by a call in the middle of the night.
就像耶稣说，你要祷告。
Just like how Jesus said here, you need to get up and pray.
这一些暗中的代祷者。
So these prayer warriors,
他们的祷告是 隐藏的。
You may not see the work that they place in the middle of the night.
他们的隐藏就是神吩咐他们祷告，警醒祷告，所以他们就一直在祷告。
What's hidden is that you did not know that they were called, awakened by the calling of God to get up and pray.
我们有很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，你好像日子都过得很平安。
Sometimes you might find yourself that everything's running well in life.
你不要忘记是有人在为你守望。
Please do not forget that there are watchers at the night.
这些人，他们真的是付上代祷的代价。
These are the people who have paid the price of praying for you.
他在帮我们守望。
They are watching over you.
所以你不要说啊，今天过得真美好。
But don't just naively think that everything is so well in my life.
是因为我们有忠实的代祷者在为我们代求。
And forget that there are people who pay the price to pray and watch over you at night.
因为仇敌是很可恶的。
Because the enemy is intent is to do evil.
他们常常在趁我们没有防备的时候来攻击我们。
They are always seeking an opportunity to attack us.
所以我们今天在读这段经文的时候呢，我想这第一点要跟大家分享。
So as we read through this first passage, this is the first point I want to make here.
那第二点，我想要说，把这杯撤去是什么意思？
Second point I want to make is I want to discuss what does it mean to take the cup away from me.
请看你这个周报上面哈，是因为耶稣肉身害怕了吗？
Is it because that Jesus was scared in his flesh?
我的答案是不。
And the answer is no.
为什么？因为在圣餐当中。
Why do I make that comment? It's because in our sacrament.
因为 耶稣说：“那杯是他与我们立约的血。”Jesus
said that the cup is the blood of his new covenant with us.
是为多人流出来，使罪得赦的。Which
is shed for many people to forgive sins.
这个是记载在马太26章28节。Which
is written in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28.
所以你看，在几个小时之前，耶稣就知道。
So you see that even before the event was to happen, several hours ago, Jesus already knew what's going to happen.
这个血是他要为多人流出来的。That
the blood that he will be shedding in a few hours is for many people.
所以他知道他即将面对的是什么。
So he knew exactly what is going to happen next.
是让我们 喝的人可以重新回到神的面前。For
those of us who share his cup, it enables us to restore unto God again.
其实对我们喝的人是很好的。
So So it is good for those who partake and share the cup.
是个好消息.
This is a good news for those of us who will be part of.
所以我们都很快乐的来领饼领杯.
So every time when we share in the sacrament, we come with a thankful and happy heart that we are about to partake this cup and bread.
你知道当我第一次知道 耶稣基督可以赦免我的罪的时候,
you know, when the first time when I found out that Jesus Christ can forgive our sin,
我就觉得这个信仰我要,
I already made a decision that this is a belief that I'm going to cling on.
那是在1982年11月的时候,
that's in 1982 in November.
在 Arizona 念研究所的时候,
when I was still pursuing my master's degree in Arizona,
有一群美国人, 来向我传福音,
there was a group of Americans who came to share the gospel with me.
他们都是金头发的,
they are all blonde.
所以我就去他的教会,
so I went to their church.
然后我发现到里面只有我一个是黑头发的,
I found that I'm the only Asian in the blonde congregation.
他们请了一个印度牧师,
and in the church that day, they invited an Indian pastor to.
我还记得他名字叫Charlie.
I remember that this Indian pastor's name is Charlie.
Charlie也是黑头发的.
Charlie also has dark hair like mine.
所以在整个的聚会当中就两个黑头发的.
So in this whole church, there's only two people who have dark hair.
那这两个 Charlie 就为我受洗.
So after the service, Charlie had helped to baptize me.
因为他讲说，你领饼领杯就是你的罪得赦免了.
Because he shared with me that when you partake the cup and the bread, it is an act to receive salvation.
所以他们马上呢，聚完会就帮我受洗了.
So at the end of that day's service, they immediately baptized me.
我马上就跟他们领圣餐了.
And actually after that, I can partake the bread and the cup with them.
这就是我信主的经历.
And that is how I came to Christ.
我连什么勇士这个神的国什么都不知道.
At the time, I didn't know anything about the kingdom of God.
我只知道我的罪得赦免.
What I knew was that my sin was forgiven that day.
这就是我当初信主的经历.
And that's how I came to Christ.
你们现在听得说, ha!
my experience is very different from yours.
但是呢, 我们从另外一个方面来看,
so from a different angle looking at this passage,
耶稣却成为我们的罪.
Jesus became our sin.
全世界人的罪都压在他身上.
The sin of the world is on his shoulder.
所以, 当耶稣说, 这是我与你们立新约的血的时候,
so when Jesus proclaimed that this blood is my new covenant with you,
他意思就是说, 我就要死在十字架上为你们死了.
What he meant to say is also that I'm about to die for you on the cross.
这一杯我们喝了可以洗净我们罪的血,
the cup of blood that we partake that it will wash away our sin,
却成为耶稣基督承受神愤怒之杯.
It became the weight of sin that he will carry.
因为神要怎么样惩罚这个罪,
because God has to punish the sinner.
那么耶稣替我们承担了.
And Jesus became that sin for us.
所以这个立约的血 是付了极大的代价的.
So the blood of this new covenant has a great price.
这个血是从耶稣基督身上流出来的.
That blood came from Jesus' flesh.
所以我们在喝的时候,
so when we partake this cup,
你要读哥林多后书5章21节.
I want you to read Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
他说神使那无罪的替我们成为罪,
it says here that God made him who had no sin,
好叫我们在他前面前成为神的义,
so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以耶稣基督他知道得很清楚他要上十字架了.
But So here we can see that Jesus knew exactly he's about to go on the cross.
你说他会害怕上十字架吗？
Do you think that he was afraid to go on the cross?
在这个之前，他已经很多次跟他的门徒说，他要被钉十字架，死后三天复活。
Prior to this prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, he has told his disciples many times that he is going on the cross and will die, and 3 days later he will resurrect.
所以耶稣基督他清楚知道他将要面对的是什么。
You can tell that he knows exactly what is about to come.
他怎么会在最后那个时刻害怕上十字架呢？
So wouldn't it be illogical to think thatthat he was afraid of what's going to happen, since he already knew what's going to happen.
那么他害怕什么呢？如果说我们从肉体的害怕，我们来看看他害怕的其实是他的灵跟魂在害怕。
So if we are insisted on the idea that he is afraid of something, let's look at what he might be afraid of. Maybe it's something in his flesh, maybe it's something in his emotions. Hold on a sec.
Oh, something mute the... Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Hallelujah, can you hear me?So that's the second point I'm going to share with you.
那个就是我要分享的第二点。
那么耶稣基督他在地上是无罪的。
So Jesus is sinless on earth.
因为他在地上33年对他而言其实是很痛苦的。
Because the 33 years that when he's on earth, it was very painful for him.
因为他要对抗所有那些无尽的诱惑。
Because he has to overcome all temptations.
只是他没有犯罪。
Yet he did not sin.
这是在希伯来书四章十五节里面讲得清清楚楚的。
Which is written in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
但是他要在被挂十字架上的时候。
However, when he was about to be hung on the cross,
天父一定要在某一个时段里面掩面不看他。
You must understand that the Heavenly Father has to hide his face.
他要把他耶稣基督当作一个罪人看待。
Because the Heavenly Father has to treat Jesus as if he's a sinner.
所以他想到这个就很痛苦。
So whenever Jesus thought about this, it was very painful to him.
他在钉十字架的时候，在马太27章46节讲了这一段话。
So in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, it says this.
约在深初，就是下午三点钟的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利拉巴撒巴各达尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means that my God, why have you forsaken me?
这原来耶稣基督他在世界上过活的时候，
So when Jesus was on earth,
神跟他是常常的接近亲近他。
The Heavenly Father and Jesus are in constant communion.
就像我们现在基督徒要学习的，
Just like how Christians nowadays has to learn,
我们要跟耶稣基督或是跟阿爸天父时常有一个亲密的交通。
That we should be in constant communion with our Heavenly Father as well.
耶稣说，我看见父做什么，我才做。
Jesus said that I only do what I see my Father does.
我听见什么，我才说什么。
I will only speak what I hear my Father speaks.
这是在约翰第五章里面所讲的。
And that was referenced, that was talked about in John chapter 5.
所以我们有很多的时候，基督徒也要学习像耶稣一样。
Often Christians, you should be like Jesus.
所以耶稣基督他没有办法忍受。
And Jesus could not stand.
他被当罪人看待的时候，神要弃绝他。
Was the separation that he will experience with the Heavenly Father.
所以耶稣对这一杯，他一定要喝下去。
They understand that he must partake this cup, which is to be separated from the Heavenly Father for a period of time.
这就是最主要的原因。
And this is the cause of his fear.
但是他为了我们的缘故。
But for our sake.
他愿意了。
He was willing.
那这就是爱的意思。
And you can see this is an expression of love.
因为爱就是为我们罪人死。
Because love, for him, to love us is to die for our sin.
这是罗马书第五章里面所讲的。
This is talked about in Romans chapter 5.
神在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
While we were still sinners, Jesus has died for our sin.
这就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
那耶稣他必须要愿意。
So, but Jesus has to be willing.
不然的话就没有办法完成神的旨意。
Otherwise, God's will will not be done.
所以与其说耶稣是因为害怕上十字架才会要求背车去。
Instead of thinking that Jesus was afraid to go on the cross, that's why he asked and pleaded with God to take the cup away.
不如说他不愿意跟神暂时的分开来。
You should see that what he's afraid of is the temporary separation from his father, from his heavenly father.
你可能会说暂时分离一下。
You might say that what's the big deal if you just temporarily?
对，有什么关系呢？那么你看下面一个那一段经文，你就知道。
And I'd like you to see the second passage of today.
我们在希伯来书第五章第七节的第八节的时候，我们读。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 8.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能赦免他死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitioned with fervent cries and tears to be the one who could save them from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. The son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
那么这一段的经文也是让很多人不知道怎么去理解。
Many people might find this passage really hard to understand.
这就好像又是说耶稣怕死啊，然后恳求赦免他免死的主。
The passage might cause some people to interpret that because Jesus was afraid to die, that's why he was praying and pleading so hard.
但因为他的虔诚也蒙了应允。
But because of his obedience, his prayer was actually answered.
但是蒙了应允是什么意思呢？
But what was actually answered?
耶稣还是死在十字架上啊。
Because obviously Jesus still died on the cross.
所以他到底什么祷告蒙了应允啊？
So what was it here that's described in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 to 8 that was answered?
我给你们两个解释。
There are two interpretations that I like to offer here.
第一个
First one,
死亡的意思就是与神隔绝。
Death's definition in the Bible is it's a separation from God.
那你要记得在伊甸园的时候
You have to remember that in the Garden of Eden,
当神对亚当说，如果你吃了那个分别善恶树的果子的话，
And God told Adam that if you take the fruit of knowledge and the knowledge of good and evil,
你会死。
You will surely die.
那么在原文当中呢，事实上是两个死。
In the original text, you can tell that these two words, this word die, it's two kinds of death.
第一个死就是你的灵死掉了。
First kind of death that it explains is a spiritual death.
这个灵的死就是立刻跟神分开了。
And what it means to be spiritually dead is the same as the separation from God.
第二个死就是肉体的死亡。
The second kind of death, as described there, was that it was a physical death.
那肉体的死亡呢？亚当活了950岁，他就死亡。
We knew that in the Bible, Adam lived to be 950 years old.
那么这个死亡呢，是渐渐死亡的。
And you can see that this death has a progression.
如果你去看，YLT。杨氏这个 literal translation YLT.
If you study the if you study the YLT translation of the Old Testament,
你会看到他用了两个字 dying and dead.
You will see that here in the Bible when it describes that you will surely die, it's actually dying and dead.
所以这两个字就是说，一个是灵死，一个是肉体死亡。
And these two different deaths are one of the these are two different type of death. One is a spiritual death, the other is a physical death.
那肉体的死亡是逐渐死亡，但
A physical death is a dying progression. Your physical body is slowly decaying.
所以有些神学家说，哇，那要是亚当没有吃那个分别善恶树的果子。
So some theologian interpret that if Adam never take the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
我们人类可能就不会死亡。
So maybe human will never experience.
我们就一直生，一直生。
Maybe we will never experience physical death.
那我想说，那粮食怎么办啊？如果人那么多。
And some might wonder that, well, what about food if everybody lives forever?
Anyway, 我们回到我们的死亡的意义是与神隔绝。
But let's focus today on the second death definition, which is the spiritual death and also equal to a separation from God.
因为神在耶稣钉十字架的时候
，So when Jesus went on the cross,
他会把全世界人的罪都归在耶稣身上。
All the weight of the sin of the world will be on his shoulders.
所以有一段的时间，神必定弃绝耶稣。
We knew that for a period of time, the Heavenly Father has to forsake Jesus.
所以耶稣为此大声哀哭。
For this is the reason that Jesus cries out loud, pleaded with the Father.
恳求父神赦免他，免于灵魂的死亡。
He pleaded with him to save him from the death of his spirit.
要照着所应许的。
According to God's promise,
使他从死里复活
so that he may resurrect it physically.
所以在这个地方，如果我们对这个解释你愿意接受的话，
so if you can accept these two interpretations that I've offered,
那个带出另外一个很重要的问题，
then you might want to consider this other problem.
神的应许是不是自动会发生？
You might want to ask that does all promise of God happen automatically?
还是有人也要参与在神的应许当中？
Is the will of God requires people to participate in order to fulfill?
所以在这个完成神旨意的时候，
So when it comes to fulfilling the will of God,
你的角色在哪里？
What is our role?
我们是不是也是参与其中呢？
Do we need to participate in any shape or form in order for the will of God to happen?
在这两节圣经当中，你看第八节。
So in these two passages we just studied, let's look at Hebrew chapter 5 verse 8.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Even though Jesus was son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
那他到底学了什么顺从的功课呢？
So what was it that Jesus learned obedience from?
我相信这就是他要告诉我们的。
I feel that this is the key to the problem that I just mentioned earlier.
我们虽然耶稣是神的儿子，
Even though Jesus was the Son of God,
他在面对这样子的事情的时候，
when facing the fulfillment of the will of God,
他还是大声哀哭恳求，
he still pleads and cries out loud,
恳求 神的应许要真的成就，让他死里复活。
For the will of God to come to being.
So, 那这是第一个意思 ，OK， 就是神应许的死里复活呢，我耶稣他还是拼命的求，拼命的求，你一定要让它发生，你一定要让它发生。
So here we can see that even though it is the will of God to, even though this is the will of God, but why is it that Jesus still had to plead and pray very hard for it to come true?
所以他的祷告才蒙应允。
At the end, you see that his prayer was answered, which means that the will of God was fulfilled.
所以这是第一点跟大家分享的。
So this is the first point that I want to make here.
第二个。
Second point.
另外的意思，这是很多神学家他认为是这样子。
There are many theologians felt this way.
他说，耶稣哀求是恳求神不要让他和门徒在客西马尼园被逮捕的时候就殉道了。
When Jesus was pleading with Jesus Christ, so some of the theologians.Believe that when Jesus was pleading with the Heavenly Father, he was pleading the fact that he does not die when he was captured by the Roman soldier and still in the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为他需要死在哪里呢?
Because we know that the Bible says that he needs to die on the cross.
他需要死在十字架上面。所以呢，很多的神呢，呀，他在那边哀哭流泪，然后哎，祷告门应允了。哦，原来就是不要过早的死在客西马尼园。
Some theologians believe that Jesus pleading with the Lord is so that he does not die an untimely death in a place that is not in the Bible.
所以意思就是说，耶稣知道有兵丁要来捉拿他。
So what you can learn from this is that Jesus knew that the soldier is going to come.
他大声。哭求让上帝不让仇敌得逞。
And he was crying out loud and praying that the enemy will not succeed trying to kill him in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么在这个地方又带出另外一个问题。
And you might want to consider with this explanation, there's a problem.
我们在这里看见的是耶稣没有用自己的方式来处理这个问题。
What we saw here is that Jesus did not try to enforce the fulfillment of God's plan with his own doing.
他可以偷偷跑掉啊。
You know that to prevent death, that he could have escaped because he knew what's going to happen.
他可以做任何的其他的事情，让他在其他的地方被捕，然后他可以用自己的方式躲避这一些情况。
He could have arranged for different situations that happen in order to escape what he's afraid of.
但是他没有。
But he didn't choose to do.
他完全依靠谁？依靠神。
That he is completely and fully dependent on God.
所以我们就看见一件很重要的事情。
So we see an important point here.
当你知道仇敌要来抓你。
When you know that the enemy is about to come.
他不愿意在这里过早被杀死。
Jesus did not want to die in the Garden of Gethsemane, and therefore not fulfilling God's will.
所以他不靠自己的力量。
He did not try to fulfill God's will using his own method.
他完全依赖上帝。
He decided to let God take charge.
这也是你我应该学习的。
And this is what we need to learn as well.
因为这是一个很难的功课。
Because this is a difficult lesson.
因为我们很多的时候就哎，我有能力啊，哎，我可以做这个啊，哎，我可以做那个呀。
Because often we try to help God.
You're right. 我们以为神好像不理我们，好像没有能力。
We might think that God is powerless and He is unable to help us.
但是神却是掌管万有的。
But God holds the time and everything in His hand.
他在我们最困难的时候，他在看，哦，我亲爱的儿子女儿，你还倚靠我吗？
So when you are suffering, God is looking down kindly and knowing that and wants to know that whether my son, my daughter, are you still going to believe me?
这个其实。就是我们学的一个很深的功课，在希伯来书第五章这一段。
In Hebrew chapter 5, this is a very deep lesson for all of us.
因为我们真正的明白耶稣的爱吗？
Do you truly understand the love, the depth of the love of God?
他爱，但是用是完全是依靠神的方式。
He loves God, but he also fully dependent on God's way of doing things.
不靠自己的力量。
And he did not use his own wisdom and plans to try to help God fulfill God's will.
Okay, 好，我们很快的结束，有两个应用。
And there are two applications that I want to learn.
第一个。
The first application.
耶稣不是害怕肉身钉十字架的痛苦而祷告。
That Jesus did not pray out of the fear for the pain of the crucifixion.
他是很不愿意短暂的与神分开来。
What he is unwilling to experience is the separation from the Heavenly Father.
那其实他这个短暂的分离，其实就我的理解是三天三夜。
Based on my understanding, the length of the separation.Jesus' experience with the Heavenly Father is 3 days and 3 nights.
大家记得我们圣经上的记载，对不对？耶稣基督死里复活了。
Everybody remembers that the Bible talked about Jesus was resurrected from death.
他到天上去。
He went to heaven.
然后又下来。
And then came down on earth.
然后下到地狱。
And then went to hell.
I'm sorry, 我再来一次。
Sorry, I need to rearrange the order.
Okay. 他钉死了之后被埋葬了。
When he died on the cross, he was buried.
三天三夜之后。
After 3 days and 3 nights.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
他回到天上。
He went to heaven.
然后又马上下来了。
And then he came down to earth.
在地上又四十天。
And on earth, he actually stayed for 40 days.
所以他在十字架上之后死了之后呢，他与神分开三天三夜。
So in this timeline, you can see that Jesus was separated with his heavenly Father for 3 days and 3 nights.
这就是整个的过程。耶稣基督很不愿意跟神分开来。
And this is what Jesus did not want to happen, which is to be separated from the heavenly Father.
甚至三天三夜在地里面的时候，耶稣也做了一件很伟大的事情。
And when he was separated from the Heavenly Father for 3 days and 3 nights, he also accomplished this.
他在地底下把那些死去的圣徒通通都带到天上去了。
He went to hell and brought all the previous dead saints.And took them with him to go to heaven.
那是记载在以弗所书里面的第四章里面一个很重要的经文。
And this was actually written in Ephesians chapter 4. You may want to read it.
这就是耶稣最伟大的地方。
And this is one of his great accomplishments.
So, 但是这就是耶稣他在那里说。求你把这个杯拿去，但他又不得不这样子喝下去，因为这是神的旨意，他愿意顺从。
And this is what Jesus did not want to happen, that he was asking God to remove the cup.
所以在克西马尼园的祷告充满了耶稣基督的爱。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, we can see the love of Jesus.
他为了罪人死，是很愿意为我们摆上一切。
For the sake of all sinners, he was willing to give it all.
甚至跟上帝分开三天三夜。
Even willing to be separated with the Heavenly Father for 3 days and 3 nights.
这就是我们的神。
This is our God.
这是你的救主。
This is your Savior.
这就是耶稣基督的爱。
This is the love of God.
第二点。
Second point.
我们不要以为神的旨意会自动完成的。
We should not think that God's will be done automatically.
耶稣的恳求启示了我们人类必须要参与。
Jesus pleading with the Heavenly Father reveals that people must participate.
我们需要像耶稣一样哀哭切求。
We need to be like Jesus, to weep and cry, to weep and pray.
那个劬劳的祷告 ,travailing prayer.
The travailing prayer, or praying very earnestly and hard.
要与神共同完成神的旨意。
This is the attitude that we should have.To work with God to fulfill, in order to fulfill God's will.
我们现在每个礼拜四早上十点钟。
Every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock.
我们教会有一个读书会。
We have a Bible studying time together. Bible reading time.
Bible reading, yes. 我们在读一本书，是读劬劳的祷告。
We are all reading this in the reading club.On Thursday morning at 10, we're all reading this book called The Prevailing Prayer.
Travailing Prayer. 那这个劬劳的祷告呢，是一个更深层次的一个祷告。
The Travailing Prayer is the next stage or next depth of the prayer.
是祷告神的旨意成全。
Which is to pray for God's will to be done.
我们要神的旨意成就在你我的身上吗？
Do you want God's will to be done in your life?
你要流泪祷告。
Then you need to travail, you need to cry.
有些时候甚至要哀哭。
And sometimes you may have to cry.
要流眼泪祷告。
To cry and pray.
也神正在找这样子的子女，他愿不愿意付上劬劳的祷告来完成神的旨意。
Because God is looking for the people to who's willing to pay the price of crying and praying.
这就是我们今天所学习的。
And this is the two lessons I want to share this morning.
克西马尼园主耶稣的祷告。
That the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是一个劬劳祷告的最佳范本。
It is the best example for a travailing prayer.
所以我们想要在祷告上面突破。
So if you want to have a breakthrough in your prayer,
你必须要学习这样子的劬劳祷告。
You must learn to pray like Jesus.
在我们过去教会很多的祷告服事里面，
There were many prayer services our church has offered in the past.
我一直在寻找要突破，要突破，要突破。
I was always been seeking how do I have a breakthrough.
有些人说牧师你应该学禁食祷告。
Some people advise me that maybe I should learn how to fast and pray.
可是我的禁食，因为我身体的关系，医生告诉我你不可以禁食祷告。
Because of my physical health, my doctor warned against fasting.
所以呢，我只能找另外一条途径。
So I have to find a different way to have that breakthrough.
那么在十多年前有一次参加一个先知特会。
About 10 years ago, when I attended a prophetic meeting,
我碰到了这个 Grand Shaw, 叫做邵桂恩。
I have an encounter with Pastor Grand Shaw.
他是一个现在已经过世了，2013年他过世了。
Pastor Grand Shaw passed away in 2013.
但我在2011年碰到他。
But I met him in 2001.
那么他是一个中国的宣教士。
He is actually a missionary to China.
那么我碰到他的时候，他已经是白发苍苍。
When I met him, he's already
Full of white hair. She was already full of white hair. Yeah, and 我非常有幸能够碰到她。
I count it a blessing that I was able to meet her.
所以我买了一些的书回家。
I have some of her books.
其中有一本书就是屈劳的祷告。
One of the books is actually a travailing prayer.
所以很高兴呢，它能够翻译了。
Thank God that this book was finally translated into Chinese.
所以呢，我们现在用的是它翻译本。
So in our book club, we are reading the translated version together.
我大致都看完了。
I pretty much finished the book.
我觉得里面的非常的丰富。
The content has a lot of great information there.
所以呢，我们也开始操练屈劳的祷告。
And that's why that we also start practicing travailing prayer.
所以如果你想参加，也欢迎你来参加。
So if you are interested in joining the book club, please come on Thursday morning at 10.
Hallelujah, 我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感恩，这都是你的恩典。
Lord, we give you thanks for everything is in your grace.
我们谢谢你在克西马尼园的爱。
We give you thanks for the love that you demonstrate in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你愿意为我们摆上你自己。
So you were willing to give it all up for us.
甚至跟神分开三天三夜。
Even to be separated with the Heavenly Father for 3 days and 3 nights.
却为了我们人类完成了救赎。
So that it may be fulfilled for yourself, for God's will to bring salvation to humans.
所以我们可以跟随你直接到父神那里。
So that with this accomplished, we may boldly come before the Heavenly Father.
我们感恩。
We give you thanks.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
给我们这么好的一个屈劳祷告的范例。
And you have given us an example how to pray travailing.
我们真的要学习。
We really need to learn from your example.
虽然你是神的儿子。
Even though you are the Son of God.
你还是大声哀哭流泪祷告。
You're still praying travailing.
所以我们要学像你。
We need to learn to be like you.
屈劳祷告。
To pray travailing.
让神的旨意在我们身上完成。
So that God's will may be fulfilled in our life.
谢谢主。
We give you thanks, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.